At least 36 people have died as rapid wildfires rage across the Hawaiian island of Maui. Authorities are still grappling with the blaze, and there have been severe damage done to homes and property. Residents have been describing the disaster.
I own nothing. I have the clothes on my back and my car, and that is it. The fire started around 3:30. It reached my house on the ocean side of Lahaina Front Street by 5 p.m.
Resident of Lahaina for about 18 years. All Lahaina is burnt to a crisp. It's like an apocalypse.
Those were some residents in Lahaina in the island of Maui in Hawaii. Bill Dorman is news director of Hawaii Public Radio. He's been telling me about what's happening.
It's been really a series of wildfires that combined with a hurricane that moved south of the islands, but it came close enough so that winds really were affected, and those winds spread those wildfires more intensely than they usually do. And that's what's captured a couple of areas, and specifically the port town of Lahaina, which is a beautiful and historic place, really took the brunt of a lot of this. It's a lot of old wooden buildings there, wooden docks, and in the pictures that we've seen from there, really charred remains, a lot of burned to the ground. Communications and power are still out on the west side of Maui Island, so we're still getting a lot of details coming in. So we're going to be finding out more in coming days on this.
Are homes being evacuated? Are people being taken off the island?
People definitely are being evacuated, have been for some time now, and the state government here has gone so far as to ask tourists not to come to Maui, and to ask tourists who are on the island now to leave. And so there have been major airlines have sent large airplanes over to take people off the island of Maui, bringing them elsewhere in Hawaii, some to other places, some here in Honolulu, where I am. The Hawaii Convention Center has been transformed into a sort of an emergency shelter for people to come here and just be able to get off the island of Maui and away from the fire and the risk.
There have been a number of deaths, and some people are still unaccounted for, I understand.
Yes, they just raised the casualty toll from 6 to 36 earlier today, and that death toll sadly may go up further. There's a lot of information that is still sketchy about missing people. There are areas within the town of Lahaina, certainly, where you can see buildings burned to the ground. You don't know if people were trapped there or not. You see shells of burned out cars. And there were reports of people missing also just in the water. The Coast Guard has been conducting search and rescue missions in the waters as well. So there's still a lot of uncertainty here about that.
And Bill, you mentioned the historic town of Lahaina. The people who are being principally affected by this, are they natives? Are they tourists? Who's suffering the brunt of these fires?
Yeah, it's certainly the people living there. As you said, Lahaina does have a long and storied history, really. At one time in the early 1800s, it was the capital of the Hawaiian Kingdom. And then in later years, in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s, as Hawaii was a factor in the oil trade, Lahaina was one of the key ports in the Hawaiian Islands that helped drive that industry. And then in later years, it has become more of a tourist spot. Again, all of that now looks to be in, if not in jeopardy, certainly in a very severe transition.
As you mentioned, these fires, they're spreading rapidly, being fanned by strong winds. How are authorities managing in the fight against these fires?
They've brought in, for example, the military. The U.S. military has a presence throughout the islands here. Some of those, the Army has had helicopters involved in massive water drops, dropping water on that. The Navy has been involved with some of their helicopters involved in search and rescue missions. But also firefighters themselves are coming in from other islands now to give a bit of a break to those on Maui who have been fighting these fires for some time now. The other factor here is wind. Wind speeds are dying down from their peak of a couple of days ago, but there's still a lot of uncertainty here because there still are flames going. These fires have not yet been put out entirely.
That was Bill Dorman, news director of Hawaii Public Radio, speaking to us earlier.